The many different things a language can and must do are the subject of Are Some Languages Better Than Others? A book from 2016 by R.M.W. Dixon of James Cook University in Australia. Mr. Dixon dispels old colonialist prejudices that European languages are sophisticated and indigenous ones primitive. Indeed, many of the most nuanced discriminations are required not by French or German, but among isolated, traditional communities. In answering his title's provocative question, Mr. Dixon finds that requiring distinctions, formal or informal, you, inclusive or exclusive, we, evidentiality, is useful. The more information, the better. But not every language can require every distinction. A language that had them all would be too hard for members of the community to learn, to say nothing of outsiders. There may be an outer limit to how complex languages can get, constrained by the brain's processing power. Into the argument about whether some languages are superior comes a recent paper on information density in speech by François Pellegrino and his colleagues at the University of Lyon. Some languages, like Japanese, have few distinct sounds and tight rules on how syllables may be structured, so that the number of possible syllables is low. Think ka, ru, to, etc. Other languages, like English, have fewer constraints, so that a single syllable may be as complicated as strengths. All things being equal, one syllable chosen among English's thousands will carry more information than one picked from Japanese's dozens. But the study finds that this imbalance is counteracted by speech rate. Speakers of Japanese get in many of their simple syllables more quickly than English speakers do their complicated ones. Overall information density turns out to be the same across hugely different tongues.